Television critics are slogging through hour after hour of new shows to help guide our eyeballs through the busy fall season. And that includes NPR's own Eric Deggans, who's gotten off the couch long enough to talk with us. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
And we're talking about the fall season here, which really does seem like an awfully old-fashioned notion.
Yeah, you know, in an odd way, though, today's media environment makes this fall TV rollout even more important for network television. I mean, there is so much competition for viewers these days that it's become a real promotional tool for all these shows. We've got 23 new shows debuting just on the broadcast networks alone, and it gets them in the media mix in a way that I think is really hard to do if you were to debut those shows individually throughout the year.
Okay, going through a few of those 23 shows and other shows that may be out there, what stands out for you?
Well, I like to say this season, the level of mediocrity has risen, right? So
okay. There's
not so many really bad shows, but there's also not a lot of really great ones. Now, my first pick for a really great one is the CW's Jane the Virgin, and it's based on this telenovela from Venezuela about a very chaste girl who winds up pregnant when she's accidentally artificially inseminated.
Happens all the time, I'm sure. Go on.
And in this clip, she and her mother get the news from a doctor, so let's check this out.
Pink means pregnant.
But I've never had sex.
Immaculata. You are Immaculata.
What? No, Mom.
Nothing like a good immaculate conception to get a show going.
Jane the Virgin does a great job of showing these three generations of Latinas in a fun comedy that showcases this great new talent in star Gina Rodriguez. And there's a lot more ethnic diversity that we're seeing in new shows this year. We've got ABC that's got this great comedy about a middle-class family called Blackish, and they've also got a Latino-centered family comedy called Cristela. But I think I like Jane the Virgin a little bit more than both those shows.
What's your favorite drama?
Well, I'm a superhero fan, so I like a superhero show with a twist. Now, Fox has got this new series called Gotham that's built on the Batman story before Bruce Wayne becomes the Caped Crusader. You know, Bruce Wayne is still a kid, and he's coping with the death of his parents in a robbery. And the show is more of this noir cop drama that shows how Detective Jim Gordon rises in the Gotham police force, and we get to see villains like the Penguin and Catwoman get their start. The only question I have about Gotham is whether it can succeed as a superhero series without the superhero.
What shows did you not like?
Where do I start? Okay, so Fox has this awful Seinfeld ripoff called Mulaney. There's this lame Survivor ripoff that's also on Fox called Utopia. CBS has got this predictable cop drama about a unit that goes after stalkers that is called Stalker. But my award for worst show goes to NBC's Mysteries of Laura. This is a not-so-hilarious comedy about a hard-driving police detective who also happens to be a mom to two young kids. Now, we've got a clip of her stumbling on a scene where a room has been destroyed and the perps are standing right in front of her.
Get ready to be inside for a very long time. Life as you know it is over. What do you have to say for yourselves?
Sorry, Mommy.
So this is everything I hate in a TV show. As a parent, I really hate programs where adults act like they can't stop their kids from acting out. And as a TV critic, I really don't like shows that take a challenge that lots of women are handling really well, which is balancing being a mother with a really demanding job, and treat it like it's some impossible task. And finally, you know, it is so disappointing to see somebody as cool as Deborah Messing, Will and Grace alum, stuck in something so lame. If anything beyond this show should get canceled, I'm thinking maybe it's her agent.
Eric, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Always happy to give my opinion.
That's NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans.